Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, March 29th. Currently with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is west at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.70. The dew point is 32 degrees, and the current wind chill is 27 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A Wichita Wind Surge baseball player is credited with saving an elderly man's life.
Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Travis Adams sprung into action Monday when he noticed his neighbor's home on fire.
I didn't know if a family was in there, and so I didn't know that, you know, he was an old man and some of that. Like, I think I saw he was 82 years old. Just kind of instinct took over.
Adams is currently living in Fort Myers, Florida, as he awaits news on whether he'll be called up to the majors to play for the Minnesota Twins. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Kansas Department of Transportation and the Kansas Highway Patrol are advising travelers to plan ahead for the upcoming solar eclipse. On April 8th, travelers should not pull over or park on the shoulder of any road or highway. That's because that's for emergencies only. Kansas will have a partial eclipse that day. To see a full eclipse, you'll need to travel to Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, or further to the north. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With the first round pick for Medicare supplement coverage, Sophia selects Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas.
Wow, that's a great pick and a perfect fit for her. They've been one of the top performing customer service teams in America for years, and they are good at what they do. Getting her the answers she needs, supporting the care she deserves, and they make it look easy. For affordable Medicare supplement insurance plans backed by the Kansas-based customer service you expect, call Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas at 866-301-7644 or visit bcbsks.com/selection. That's bcbsks.com/selection. Underwritten by Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas Solutions. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. For costs and details of coverage, including exclusions, reductions, or limitations, and the terms under which the policy may be continued in force, call or write Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas Salute.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, members of the Kansas House declared support for a resolution calling on Congress to force federal transportation safety officials to require installation in all new motor vehicles a device capable of capturing AM broadcast stations. The House voted 109-14 for House Concurrent Resolution 5026, which called upon the Kansas Congressional Delegation and leaders of the U.S. House and U.S. Senate to use their political leverage to intervene in the manufacturing of cars and trucks for the domestic market. The non-binding resolution emphasized the importance of AM radio in support of a congressional effort to pass a law requiring the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to issue a rule declaring AM radio standard in new vehicles. Representative Bill Riley of Wellington said the resolution was unlikely to sway Congress, but it was important to register a rule opinion on the subject. In mid-March, the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee conducted a hearing on the resolution, and the measure was endorsed by Representative Ken Rodges, an Agra Republican and chairman of the committee, as well as the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, or KASB, with KASB President Allison Mazai saying AM reception in vehicles is important for emergency preparedness, support of the agriculture industry, and to meet general information needs of rural communities. Claudia Hissong of Kansas Farm Bureau said the proposed federal legislation would require automakers to maintain AM broadcast radio in vehicles without a separate payment, fee, or surcharge beyond the base price of the device, and vehicle manufacturers would have to disclose to consumers when vehicles lack the ability to access AM broadcast radio. According to the latest report from the Kansas Department of Labor, unemployment in Kansas inched up in February to 2.7% from 2.6% in January. Unemployment remains low across northwest Kansas, with all counties below 3.3%, with the exception of Trigo County at 4.7% and Graham County at 3.8%. Locally, Decatur County is at 3.1%, Phillips County 2.8%, Sheridan County 2.6%, and Norton County, 2.6%. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 3,600 from January, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 3,800 over the month, while government decreased by 200. Since February 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 13,000, and this change is due to an increase of 8,700 private sector jobs and an increase of 4,300 government jobs. If implemented, a program available in Kansas could provide meals for thousands of children across the state, as Kansas is one of 37 states to opt into a summer food program that was created to give qualifying families money for food over the summer. And if finalized, each month during the summer, the program will provide families with $40 per child. Haley Kotler with Kansas Appleseed said the program would benefit families throughout Kansas. She said they know that kids are getting free and reduced price lunches at school during the year, but when summer comes around, they may not have access to healthy nutrition. And the increased food insecurity that comes with children out of school adds urgency to the issue. She stated that she receives many emails during the summer from parents figuring out where they can find food for their kids and how they can get those resources. Families of children on free or reduced lunches who think they may qualify for the EBT program can reach out to their school district or the Department for Children and Families to see if they qualify for SNAP food benefits. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $4.1 million in tax credits will once again be made available under the Kansas Department of Commerce's Community Service Tax Credit Program, or CSP. CSP assists private nonprofit organizations and public health care entities who are undertaking major capital campaigns for projects that involved community service, including child care, governmental crime prevention, youth apprenticeship and technical training, and health care services. And under this program, the state authorizes nonprofit organizations to offer tax credits to donors making contributions towards approved projects. And the organizations are chosen through a competitive selection process. Proposed projects should be unique or one-time in nature and create lasting value for charitable organizations. The application window opened March 1st and will run through April 30th, and applicants may request up to $200,000 in tax credits. Applicant organizations in rural areas with less than 15,000 in population are eligible for a 70% credit, and applicant organizations in non-rural areas are eligible for a 50% credit. For more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. In Nebraska news on Wednesday, volunteer fire crews from Raymond and Valparaiso responded to an outbuilding near Northwest 84th Street and Rock Creek Road at around 2:20 p.m. in rural Lancaster County. Chief Deputy Ben Houchin said the inside of the building was a total loss, and a pickup truck, a trailer, numerous car parts, and several tools were also damaged. Houchin estimated the fire caused $170,000 in damage, and fortunately, no one was home at the time of the fire. An investigation by the Nebraska State Fire Marshal Agency is ongoing. However, officials think a faulty electrical connection sparked the flames. Three people face federal charges following a drug bust in Grand Island earlier this year. 55-year-old Robert Burkhardt Jr. and 41-year-old Lonnie Mason, both of Grand Island, and 49-year-old Jolene Armentrout of Loup City have been charged in U.S. District Court with conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. Court records show that on February 4th, investigators with the Tri-Cities Drug Enforcement Team, or Trident, contacted Armentrout and Burkhardt in a vehicle in the 200 block of Wheeler Avenue after it returned from California, and an affidavit said K-9 sniffed the vehicle alerting to drugs. A probable cause search located approximately 25 pounds of methamphetamine in a box located in the trunk of the vehicle. And Grand Island Police reported that Trident investigators later executed a follow-up search at a residence in the 2000 block of Wheeler Avenue and located a stolen rifle in Mason's possession, along with approximately 170 grams of methamphetamine. According to Dawson County District Court records, prosecutors filed an amended information Thursday charging 23-year-old Draven Haynes of Cozad with committing child abuse intentionally resulting in death and committing child abuse intentionally resulting in injury, and the first charge was enhanced from committing child abuse intentionally resulting in injury. Haynes is accused of slamming a three-month-old boy to the ground when he was crying on Valentine's Day, and Dawson County Attorney Liz Waterman said the infant died on March 7th. Court records show it was brain bleeding and broken ribs that landed the child in the hospital. The infant's mother, 19-year-old Jasmine Hopkins, has been accused of not taking her baby to the hospital for severe burns, and she was charged in Dawson County District Court with committing child abuse, intentionally resulting in injury. Haynes is due back in Dawson County District Court at 9:30 a.m. on April 1st, and Hopkins' next court date is set for 9:30 a.m. on April 12th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On Thursday, Governor Kelly has proclaimed April 1st through the 7th as National Public Health Week in Kansas to recognize public health workers and the work they do in keeping our state safe and secure. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Janet Stanek said National Public Health Week is a great event that reinforces the importance of partnerships with health, environmental, and other professionals as they look to highlight not only what is being done today, but towards future initiatives that will continue to improve public health in Kansas. Public health professionals are instrumental in helping communities prevent, prepare for, mitigate, and recover from not only health threats like communicable diseases, but also natural disasters such as wildfires, flooding, and severe storms, as well as disasters caused by human activity and public health emergencies. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment hopes to use National Public Health Week to educate public policymakers and public health professionals on issues that are important to improving the health of all Kansans. And this goes hand in hand with this year's theme, Protecting, Connecting, and Thriving, We Are All Public Health. Through daily engagement, the national event recognizes that public health is more than just health care and encourages everyone to come together to achieve the goals of public health. For more than 25 years, the American Public Health Association has served as the organizer of National Public Health Week. And for more information about National Public Health Week 2024, you can visit nphw.org. The 2024 Kansas Birding Big Year Contest, hosted by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, is officially underway, and participation is simple. Just record the number of unique bird species you see in Kansas until December 31st and submit your findings, and you might just end up a 2024 Kansas Birding Big Year winner. Participants of all skill levels are invited to compete in one of three age groups: youth age 17 and younger, adult age 18 to 64, or senior age 65 and older, and the winners from each category will receive prizes to be awarded in January 2025. Participants must register online by visiting ksoutdoors.com on or before Monday, April 1st, 2024, to participate in this year's contest. The award categories are youth, adult novice, adult intermediate, adult advanced, and senior. The 2023 Kansas Big Birding Year Contest wrapped up in December with youth participant Franklin Miller and senior participant Tom Cannon claiming the titles of Kansas Top Birders after they each identified 328 unique bird species in the state last year. For more information on the Kansas Birding Big Year Contest, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. The American Red Cross, serving Kansas and Oklahoma, kicked off their annual Red Cross Month celebration in March to honor local community heroes who help ensure their neighbors never face crisis alone. Red Cross Month is a national tradition that began in March 1943 when President Franklin Roosevelt issued the first Red Cross Month proclamation, and each president has followed ever since. Alice Townsend, the regional CEO for the Red Cross, serving Kansas and Oklahoma, said during Red Cross Month, they're proud to honor the people who step up to support one another when help can't wait during emergencies, and this relief and hope wouldn't be possible without local heroes. You can join the Red Cross Month celebration by visiting redcross.org to make a financial donation, give blood or platelets, become a volunteer, or take a life-saving skills course. The public is urged to book a time to donate blood or platelets or to volunteer now as they continue to strengthen the blood supply. As volunteers comprise 90% of the National Red Cross workforce to power its life-saving mission, along with generous blood, platelet, and financial donors, and people trained in skills like first aid and CPR. For more information, you can visit redcross.org. The Norton County Board of Commissioners reminds the community that the potential for uncontrolled fires exists, and they want to prevent the destruction of crop, grass, building, or life. So the Board of Norton County Commissioners has banned open burning. Open burning means any outdoor fire, including but not limited to burning of trash in uncontained and uncovered receptacles, burning of fields, pasture, fence rows, and grassland or ditches, campfires, and uncontained warming fires. The resolution will be in effect from the date of execution until the time that it's modified or rescinded by the Board of Norton County Commissioners. The Board of Commissioners has declared that it will be unlawful to violate this resolution and that anyone found to be guilty of violating the resolution will be subject to a fine not to exceed $500 or confinement in the county jail not to exceed 1 month or both. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 66 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become north in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 30 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 59 and a north wind around 10 miles per hour. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 36. On Easter Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. And on Sunday night, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 36. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 53 and breezy. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 57 and breezy. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 65. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 73. Currently, with fair skies, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is northwest at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.70. The dew point is 34 degrees, and our current wind chill is 28 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa, CU Money, reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas Women's Hoops got some good news. A senior guard, Yvette Mayberry, made it official yesterday on her Instagram, saying that she'll be back for her final year of eligibility in 2024-2025 alongside freshman Samaya Nichols. And KU looks to retool around that duo as they signed high school seniors Zoe Canfield, Carla Osma, and Reagan Williams back in November. They did lose freshman center Paris Gaines as she entered the transfer portal yesterday, according to The Next. The 6'3 center scored 16 points and pulled down 15 rebounds in 9 games. The Royals dropped their season opener yesterday 4-1 to the Twins at the K. Cole Reagans was credited with the loss as he went 6 innings, giving up 5 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, but he did have a Royals opening day record of 9 strikeouts in the game. The lone run came off a Mikel Garcia leadoff homer in the bottom of the first inning. The Royals are off today, and tomorrow will be game 2 of the series with the Twins, with first pitch set for 3:10 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.